Yes, the Blazers are in the news today.
Blazers.
God, this team needs some positive PR, and this is
well, they got
this
it.
This is it.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't like this.
No, this
I
mean, is great. This is great news.
This is a win for you fans.
Yes.
Assuming you want to watch the team.
Yeah.
I would say that this is a bigger win when the team, if the team gets good.
Yes,
this will be huge.
We talked about this when the report came out last year that they had lost somewhere in between 60 and 70% of their TV audience. Real numbers, by the way. Whoops.
Yeah, en route.
We were like that. Like everyone.
Well, and the team sucked.
Yeah, everyone in that front office had, and they knew they were going to suck, like going forward for the next year or two. You knew. We said on the program that day, we're like, guaranteed they have a more accessible option next year. And then within like a couple weeks, I get Danny is the one that broke it. Give Danny credit, Danny Meringue of Danny and Dusty fame. Dude, he's had this for months. I mean, maybe not the exact details, but this is one of those. There's just no way you could keep doing this and have no TV viewership. And the Phoenix Suns did this down in Phoenix, and it rose their viewership by leaps and bounds. So you knew this was coming. They had no choice. And it was just a matter of when it was announced and the details of it. And so I think it's a really, really good day to be a Blazer fan.
So beginning this season, the Blazers will be over on K2. I listened to Dwayne Hankins, our president, mm-hmm. on Danny and Dusty earlier today, and I couldn't have been more confused. There's a lot of there's going to be a lot of training that goes with this about you know where to find the team, and there's a lot that goes into this. But basically, what you need to know is if you have satellite cable or even just an antenna, you will most likely get KATU Channel 2 here in Portland or the area or wherever your Sinclair station is, wherever you live in Oregon.
Basically anywhere and in that's Oregon and Washington.
That's where the Blazers games will be.
Yeah.
Outside of the games that are on, you know, ESPN, which I don't think there are.
There's one.
There's one. Well, nobody on the national level wants to watch them.
There's one game on TNT.
So it's great.
And that's the Bucks game.
And the Root thing, so Hankins did take a little bit of a shot at Root, thinly veiled. He said, you know, look, we were kind of buried amongst all the teams on that channel, and they lost a lot of their just sort of their own programming that, you know, shows that pertain to the Blazers and kept people thinking about and talking about the Blazers. So all of that is coming back. You can stream them if you don't have cable or your cord cutter. You can stream them with Blazer Vision, which will be $120 for the season or $19.99 a month beginning November 1st. And I think they said if you buy season tickets, you get that free.
Yeah.
And I also think they said you get two tickets to a game if you sign up for the season of Blazers Vision. So some incentives there. So KATU, Channel 2, that's what you need to know. And it's just going to be much easier. They said basically the numbers are they're going to quadruple the number of people who can get their games because it has been absurd and absolutely, it's just a travesty.
Forever.
For as big as the Trailblazers are in this area, that all the way back to the Comcast Sportsnet deal that not a lot of people, but I just mean like not everyone in the state can access their games. This is about as good as they could do in terms of access, making it easy and readily available for fans. Now, they're going to suck, and we all know that. So, look, they're already going to get a bump in ratings. They know that by this move. But I think if they ever get good, this will be huge. This is a smart move to sacrifice a little money to be readily available to most fans because the second they become relevant again, you're going to have a bunch of people looking for them, and you need to be easy to find. You need to capitalize on that. So the fact that they have somebody over there that figured that out is, I don't know, it's smart. Like you said, the Suns have already done it. I think teams are kind of figuring this out, but not all of them.
No.
So give credit to the Blazers for making this happen. It starts this season, and they'll be easier to watch.
Yeah, because so many times you look at the amount of money that these local TV deals are worth. This isn't the Dodgers, okay? The Dodgers TV deal is enormous. But most of these local NBA, NHL deals, even the smaller markets in Major League Baseball, you're not talking about tens of millions of dollars.
No.
And it's maddening that these teams cut off their own nose, right? With their fans, because there's like, well, we're chasing a couple million dollars in the grand scheme of things. My God, it's not even the mid-level exception, right? Like you can't buy Gary Trent for this, and yet they're willing to do it to screw over fans and make it hard. And here's the thing: even if you're a decent team, If you make it hard for people to find your games, guess what happens? They don't watch. Now, it's one thing if you're a juggernaut. If you're Alabama football, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, if you're the Dodgers, people will find you. The Lakers. But boy, that is a, and the Blazers necessarily have not been that in a long, long time. And so I'm glad that they figured it out, because the Phoenix Suns were a really good team, and their new owner came in and was like, oh my God, our TV numbers are dreadful. Like, what? Oh no, here. They even sent out HD antennas to fans that didn't have them. Their thing was, we're going to put our product in front of as many people as possible. And if you do that, you're going to drive ticket sales, you're going to drive merch, you're going to drive all of those things, and you're going to drive interest. And then hopefully one day, when you get good and you suck bad enough, you get Cooper Flag. And then all of a sudden, in 2 or 3 years, you're back to being a traditional power. Now you've got another rabid fan base, so you're not starting from the bottom.
And then when he tears his ACL, you can tune into the big talk show with Danny on it, breaking it down, making you feel better about yourself.
You stop.
Well, look,
this is good.
It's a good day.
It's a great day.
They said that beginning January 1, they're going to have a new Univision station called Rip City TV.
Yeah.
So initially, this is where it gets a little convoluted.
Yeah, this was a little funky.
There's a couple different KATU channels. Just don't worry about any of that. You're going to be able to find them.
Yeah, there's KATU Charge.
And there's 2.2 and 2.3. Yeah. It's not even worth talking about. KATU,
you're going to find it.
Much more readily available. And then January 1, they're going to a Univision station where they're going to call it Rip City TV, where they just have their own programming, and a lot of games will be on there, too. Yes. So, that's a good move.
I know there's details in standard vision versus HD, and is it KATU Charge? Look, anytime you're doing something with this many games, think about this. 81 of your 82 games right now are going to be on KATU. You have one national TV game, which is kind of hilarious.
What game's that?
That's the Bucks game when Lillard comes back.
Oh, no.
That's the only national slated game right now.
What about when Bronny comes?
No. One game. One. So as it stands right now, I mean, more could get picked up, but as it stands right now, you got one national game. So you got 81 of these. And so, yes, I know the people, you know, we're getting some people that are already texting into the Vancouver text line that are complaining about all the little nuances. It's like,
can we not do this?
Exactly. You're putting 81 games.
Every time something positive comes out, there's a reason to hate it.
On free local TV, right? If you have rabbit ears, you can pick it up. And now we're going to get the, well, you know, what about this and this and this and this? Dude, when you put 81 dates on a network TV show, there are going to be times that there's programming problems, and you're going to, it's like when they were on Root, right? Sometimes, remember when it went over to that weird Root Plus, whatever that station was, like the Kraken would be on? Try finding that damn thing. I had Comcast and couldn't find it.
And I'm sorry, your local team getting bumped for hockey miles north of you stinks.
It's absurd. So in this case, if something happens and you have to scroll down to KATU Charge or whatever, it's still going to be right there. So there's nothing perfect. There's no deal. There's no TV, no media deal ever that is going to be perfect. But never let good be the, or what do they always say? Excuse me. Perfect is the greatest enemy of good or better. It's like, oh, well, it's not perfect. There's nothing that's perfect. This is a great deal for a Blazer fan. And if you can't see that, then you're just the Grinch. And you just want to bitch about stuff. And believe me, this show is the first one to make fun of the Blazers and to call them out for all of their stupid practices, because there's a million of them.
I think it's really sexy.
But God, when they hit a home run, just it's a home run. This is like someone hitting a home run and being like, well, it didn't go into McCovey Cove. Yeah, it was a home run to the shortest part of the field, if you can even call it that. No. Do you hit a home run? Let them take their victory lap. This is a great day to be a Blazer fan.
All right, coming up next, looks like the Mountain West may be screwed, and we have a new lawsuit.
Yeah.
Another one.
Oh, no, it's the consequences of my own actions.
Bro.
What?
Here is Buck.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.